I don't think we played that well, but to win it like that there, it's always sweet. We've been on the receiving end a few of them, so to be on the other side, no, it's great. Hey, some buzz there, so they were delighted, to be fair.
Yeah, and coming from behind as well, because Waterford got their noses in front just before half-time, but still Harps managed to respond straight away.
Yeah, we actually discussed it before the game, because I think that's our first time going behind this season, so, you know, yeah, we did discuss it and said, look, we go again, and lucky enough, we got the equaliser pretty soon, which sort of settled us down a bit, because I don't think we started that well. Sort of took us about halfway through the first half to get going, and from there on, I think we were the better side, although we weren't that great, but we were definitely the better team, and thankfully at the end, Webby's took it in the net, and that's great.
Yeah, great goal, wasn't it? And I mean, from the angle, he didn't have anywhere else to put it but just right in that corner.
Yeah, fair to Webby. Him being playing left back this year might have helped him with the left foot there. No, to be fair, I don't think he could anywhere, put it anywhere else, and look, great stuff, stuck in the top bag, so can't complain.
Yeah, so join top of the table after four games, Mark. This run, keep it going, because another big game next week against Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, definitely, it's a massive game. We know Sligo are a top team, they had a good result tonight as well, so look, we try to keep it continue, because we know, you know, we got the rub of the green there tonight, but we've been on the, as I said earlier, we've been on the other end of that. And look, when you're up there, these things seem to fall free, but if you don't, they seem to go the other way. So we want to try to keep this one run going, but we know that it can change very quickly.